CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Vietnam have agreed to push forward their comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. It comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Nguyen Phu Thuan, in Hanoi during President Xi's state visit to Vietnam. President Xi urged the two sides to properly deal with their differences on maritime cooperation and strive to achieve the common goal of joint exploitation. For his part, Nguyen Phu Thuan said that strengthening bilateral communication and cooperation is not only in the interests of the two sides, but also conducive to regional peace and development. On Friday, Xi Jinping is scheduled to meet with Vietnamese President Truong Tan Sang and address the Vietnamese parliament. China's family planning authorities are predicting that up to 3 million extra births will take place each year due to China's decision to allow all couples to have two children. After the full implementation of the new two-child policy, Chinese population is expected to reach 1.45 billion in 2030. The family planning authorities admit that the policy is set to bring some pressure on health care, child care, and education with increasing demands for public services. However, authorities say the country is capable of coping with the challenges via more investment and better allocation of resources. The death toll from the collapse of a factory in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore has been risen to 29 on Thursday. Deputy Commissioner Mohammed Usman said that rescue teams have pulled out over 100 injured people from the rubble, including two workers who have been trapped for 17 hours inside the collapsed building. Over 150 workers were inside the Rajput polyester factory when it collapsed on Monday. Some construction work was going on at the fourth floor of the building, which collapsed, raising the other three floors to the ground. The reason behind the accident remains unknown at this time. China now has about 1.3 billion mobile phone users, meaning almost everyone in China owns a mobile phone, and that the penetration rate is close to 100%. Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said yesterday that there were more than 300 million 4G mobile users nationwide, representing 41% of the total mobile user base. By the end of 2015, the use of information products and services is set to grow 20% annually to 3.2 trillion yuan in China, or some 500 billion U.S. dollars. In the first 9 months of 2015, China's domestic smartphone sales jumped 30% to nearly 120 million units. Russian rescue teams will wrap up their search for any more remains of victims of the plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula by the end of Thursday. 140 bodies have been retrieved from the crash site, with only 58 having been identified visually so far. The British Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, has said that so far, people could not rule out the possibility that an explosive device brought down the Russian airliner. Russia's Airbus 321-200 was en route from Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg when it crashed soon after taking off. All 224 people on board were killed. Police in South China's Guangxi-Zhong Autonomous Region found nearly 1,000 kilograms of crystal meth and raw materials used in manufacture of the substance. A joint police team from Guangxi and neighboring Guangdong province destroyed a meth lab in Qinzhou City and confiscated about 18 kilograms of crystal meth, 25 kilograms of semi-finished drugs, and around 800 kilograms of materials. Seven suspects were arrested. Based on China's criminal law, the maximum sentence for producing more than 50 grams of heroin or crystal meth is capital punishment. 15 people were killed after a dam in southeastern Brazil's Minas Gerais collapsed Thursday. People were buried under the fallen rubble. As many as 45 people were missing in the accident. A source from Brazil's Union of Iron and Bay's Metal Industry Workers feared more collapses would happen. Sniffer dogs were used to help with locating victims. The cause of the collapse remains unknown. NASA has documented a mass solar storm blasting away Mars' atmosphere. The event provides an important clue as to how water disappeared from the planet. NASA said on Thursday its Mars-orbiting MAVEN spacecraft caught such a storm on March 8th. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.